Le'ili nishmas of Kleinimus Kamish ben Revili Malach. Meister Sheni, Perik Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Lo Yoimer Adam Lechaveru, Halas Aperis Ailu Yushalayim Lechalik. Person shouldn't tell his friend, let's say a guy's in Yushalayim and he knows that his friend's far away, and he says, you know what, do me a favor. Can you bring my Meister Sheni for me? Lechalik, meaning, and you take yourself a portion because I know it's a schlep for you, so don't worry about it. When you come to Yushalayim, you know, I'll take care of you from this Meister Sheni. Take from it. That's a problem because what's happening is that you're using Meister Sheni to pay for your chayvis. You're giving him sort of like a wage for doing this for you. And how are you paying that wage? With Meister Sheni. And you're not supposed to do that. Elo oimer loy, you should tell him, halem shenoichlim v'nishtem b'Yerushalayim. You should tell him, bring it up that we're going to eat it together. You're going to come to my suda in Yerushalayim. Because there what's happening is you're just inviting him to a suda. And when you're inviting him to a suda, that's not a problem. Because there it's not like paying him for a wage. But you can give each one to the other a matnas chinam. Now, we explained previously in the beginning of this mesechta that matnas chinam, the way that the mefarshim explained over there, was a real matnas chinam because we held that some hold that a matana is kemecher. However, a matnas chinam is when somebody invites you to his table, his house. That's not even considered, that's like even a lower level of a matana. So the Tosafot Yontif explains, we just said, Halim Shenoichlim Nishtem Yerushalayim. We just said that case. So the Tosafot Yontif actually reads the Mishnah a little bit differently. In other words, it's always like a Hachikamar. Halim Shenoichlim Nishtem Yerushalayim. And it's almost like, Vahare Amru, like we said, Avon Noistem Zelozem Matnoschim. Like we always have said, it's not like a separate case. The last line in the Mishnah, Avon Noistem, is just explaining what we just said previously, that you can always invite somebody to your table. That's not like, here the issue is not giving him matana, here the issue is that you shouldn't give him something separate for schlepping, but it's the same point. The point is that when you're having somebody come to your table, it's not like you're giving him anything. He's just eating together with you.